Hello and welcome to How To, your weekly instruction manual for saying and doing things in English. My name's William Cramer. Let's start today's programme with a piece of good news. I'm getting married next month. So what's the best way for you to respond to something like that? Well, English speakers are lucky to have a word that they can use whenever something really good happens to another person.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. If you're writing a card or a letter, you might want to say what you are congratulating your friend about. To do this, you can say,
Congratulations on your engagement.
Or you can say,
Congratulations on getting married.
But there are lots of things we can say to people who have some good news other than congratulations. I'm going to invite a colleague from BBC Learning English into the studio, and I'm going to tell him my good news about me getting married next month. And let's see what words he uses when he responds. And Matt has just come into the studio. Hello, Matt.
Hello, William.
Now, the reason I have called you into the studio today is because I have some good news.
Ah, excellent. I like good news.
I am going to be getting married next month.
Oh, congratulations. That's fantastic news. Are you excited?
I am very excited, yes.
Are you getting married in a church?
No, we're not getting married in a church, but we're doing the modern thing.
You're doing the modern thing rather than the traditional.
Yes, that's right.
Very good.
That's my news.
That's splendid news. I also have some very exciting news.
You don't? Do you always have some?
I also have some exciting news.
What's your news?
In 1 month's time, my wife is having a baby boy. Our first child.
Is she?
Yes, she is.
Wow, I didn't know that. Well, you must have found out a long time ago.
I found out a long time ago, but we've been keeping it quiet.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank
Do you know
you
if
much.
It's a boy or a girl?
I said it was a boy.
Oh, yes. Good point. Okay, Matt, that's all I wanted to tell you.
Oh, fantastic. Well, good luck.
Good luck to you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Matt's left the studio now. Don't worry if you didn't catch all of that conversation, but let's listen back now to a few interesting bits. Did you notice that after I told Matt my good news, he asked me some questions?
Are you excited? Are you getting married in a church?
Matt is interested in my wedding. In general, when people tell you something new, something exciting, a very good way to respond is to ask lots and lots of questions. What other language did Matt use?
Oh, congratulations, that's fantastic news.
This is a very common and a very easy way to respond to some good news. Simply describe the news as fantastic or great or brilliant, or use any other very positive word.
Oh, congratulations, that's fantastic news. That's splendid news. I also have some very exciting news.
You don't? Do you always have
some? I also have some.
But you don't need to say, that's fantastic news. When we're talking, we can often use these very positive words, like fantastic or splendid, by themselves.
Ah, fantastic. Well, good luck.
We can also use the words how and what by saying how splendid or what splendid news. But you don't hear these phrases very often nowadays. They're quite old-fashioned. One other thing to mention is that good news often involves surprise. Listen again to me being surprised by Matt's good news.
In 1 month's time, my wife is having a baby boy, our first child.
Is she?
Yes, she is.
Wow, I didn't know that. Well, you must have found out a long time ago. Wow. W-O-W is a word that we use when we are really surprised by something. And pleased. Well, some interesting language there. I just want to play you a couple of other phrases that you might find useful. Here's the first one.
I'm really pleased to hear that.
I'm really pleased to hear that. And here's another phrase.
I'm really happy for you.
I'm really happy for you. These two phrases are a little bit more formal, so you're not so likely to hear them. But they are very useful for when you're writing to congratulate someone, maybe in a card. You can listen again to the dialogue from this programme and practice today's language point on the how-to webpage on bbclearningenglish.com. Goodbye.
bbclearningenglish.com.